Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a regular listener to this program, you know that film festival season has started in our state. Next up is the annual event hosted by South Carolina's only independent art house theater, the Nickelodeon, in Columbia. And Seth Gadsden is in our studio today to tell us a little bit more about this. Seth is the director of the 14th annual Indie Grits Film Festival coming to Columbia March 26th through 29th. Seth, welcome back.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with this event, give us a brief history and overview.
It's a unique festival in that everything at Indie Grits is independent. It's gritty. It's southern. Everything has a tie to the Southeast. This year is a little different. We opened up a new category called the Global South, which is looking at films, a few films that we've selected from around the world that are tackling some of the same types of issues and problems that we see here in the Southeast.
Not everything is Southern specifically themed this year as usual, just Southern like.
Right. You can be from the South and making a film anywhere in the world, or you can be from anywhere in the world and making a film about the South. We just like that everything has some type of connection to the Southeast.
Talk about the growth over the years, being 14 years in now.
Wow. So, you know, early on, I think probably the first year of the festival, I think there were probably only 30 films in the festival that year. It was really small. It was really tight-knit. It was almost like a really cool independent film club. But for the first time this year, we have over 100 competition films. 14 of those films are features, and all the rest of them are short films.
And what else is new this year?
Well, last year, for the first time, we started a program called Filmmaker Focus, which is a free program that we run at the Richland Library, Maine, here in Columbia. For those of you that don't know, we have one of the best libraries in the world. It is incredible. And that program looks at work in progress screenings, workshops, panel discussions, all around documentary film. And it's a free program to the public. It was one day last year, and this year, with a little bit more funding and a few more partnerships, we've expanded it into a three-day experience. So for 3 days, it's kind of like having a free conference for anyone in the middle of our film festival.
And now all of the film screenings will be at Nickelodeon?
That's right. All the film screenings will be at the Nickelodeon Theater Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, March 26th through the 29th.
And then for our listeners not familiar with the only independent art house theater in the state, tell us a little bit more about the Nickelodeon.
So the Nickelodeon just had its 40th anniversary. It was started by a couple students from USC, and it's one of those unique places that everybody kind of wishes they had one, and sometimes people don't even know it when they have one under their noses, but it's a really cool cultural space where anybody can come and watch movies from all over the world, from all points of time in history, meet directors, meet filmmakers, meet good people, have good conversations. It's kind of like a center for thinking and creative thought and study. It's a really powerful space. It's important.
And it's only been a few years that you have moved into the old renovated Fox Theater on Main Street?
Right. We moved in there in 2012.
More than a few years, several years now.
Yeah. We've been in the spot. It's about time to maybe start replacing a few of the chairs already.
Well, Seth, any films that really caught your eye that are in this year's festival?
So one of the things that happens when you move into a space of being a 14-year-old film festival is you start to see some of those early filmmakers, those young filmmakers that you supported 10 years ago, grow up. And this year we have a couple of films, Beast by Danny Madden and A Bloody Nose, Empty Pockets by the Ross Brothers, that both these guys were showing at Indie Grits in the early days. And now both of these films are premiered at Sundance and they're playing all around the world. And we're happy to bring them to the festival this year. And we also have an exciting slate of over 10 documentary features that cover anything from Flannery O'Connor to Fishing in the Gulf, all different types of films and experiences.
Well, Seth, one more time, give us the dates and the venue for this year's Indie Grits Film Festival.
So all the events will be happening around Main Street. The primary venue is the Nickelodeon Theater on Main Street in Columbia, South Carolina. We'll also have events at the Columbia Museum of Art and the Richland Library, Maine. And the dates are March 26th through the 29th.
Seth, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Seth Gadsden is director of the 14th annual Indie Grits Film Festival. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.